Are you listening? Damn.
Hello, welcome to the 314 Podcast. I'm your host, Weezer Weir. Got a great episode for you. We'll break down what happened in the Super Bowl, get to much more, and talk a little Cardinal baseball coming up just around the corner. But first, I want to get started with the King's Take, brought to you by Bamer Law. Hey, got a speeding ticket? Call Bamer Law at 636-896-4020. They'll take care of it. All you have to do, email them the ticket. It's that simple, and they'll take care of it. So that's Bamer Law, 636-896-4020. All right, I want to start the King's Take. I made a New Year's resolution that I was going to get Roger Goodell fired. Now, if you don't remember who Roger Goodell is, he is the NFL commissioner. He is a liar, a cheater. He doesn't like women. And that's just a few of the things. Every Super Bowl, he gives a State of the Union. He gives a press conference. And we're going to break down some of these. So the first clip, just real quickly, only 3 minutes in, he wants to tell you that he returned the Rams to their home.
And the Rams returning to their home of Los Angeles with an incredible stadium complex that will exceed all expectations of our fans in the entertainment capital of the world. And we believe this will be transformational, not just for the Rams, not just for the Los Angeles community, but for the NFL.
So that clip right there is a lie because the original home of the Rams was Cleveland. So I didn't know they moved them back to Cleveland. Also, were we not a home here in St. Louis? Were we just temporary? It's kind of disrespectful to us. Plus, at the ending, you know what that means? Beneficial for the NFL? We just made a lot more money by moving the Rams here. So he does talk about St. Louis a little more and the relocation. But before we get to that, let's talk a little bit more about the state of the NFL in his mind.
Roger, I'm Marlo. I'm the 2015 NFL Play 60 Super Kid. Why do you think it's important for kids to play sports? And I'm a girl playing tackle football. And do you think if I'm good enough, I could play in the NFL someday?
Well, the answer to your last question is yes. If you're good enough, you can play in the NFL.
This a-hole laughs at this little girl's question because he hates women. He doesn't care. You know why? His players beat women all the time. And what do they get? 2 games at the most. He doesn't care about women. If he cared about women, he would fix the cheerleading situation. They get paid below minimum wage when you add up how much hours they work for how much they get paid. There's rules in the cheerleader guidelines that say during games, women can't wear underwear. They have all these ridiculous rules. No saggy breast. If you're 2 pounds overweight, you could get fired. They don't care about women. He laughed at this little girl, asking if she could play football. No, because you're a woman, and I hate women, is basically what Roger Goodell just said. And now we get into the safety aspect of football, where the NFL says safety is their biggest concern. It's their biggest priority. Now, somebody just asked him if he would let his kid play football. This is his answer.
That's great for kids who are playing this game. From my standpoint, I played the game of football for 9 years through high school. I wouldn't give up a single day of that. If I had a son, I'd love to have him play the game of football. I'd love to have him play the game of football because of the values you get. There's risk in life. There's risk to sitting on the couch.
Hurt sitting on a couch? What are you talking about? How do you sit on a couch? Is your couch made of pure bars of gold because all you do is collect your money for doing an absolutely horrendous job of running a league? How do you get hurt sitting on a couch? Are you just trying to hide the fact that your game is killing young men or making older men have terrible lives? And the fact that you're not doing anything really about it, that's what makes you hurt yourself on the couch. This is that tone-deaf mentality from the league, not pretending like there's a real issue where there is a real issue. And luckily, Chris Long said it best. I'm going to miss Chris Long. He's a Ram. I can't root for him anymore, but I'm going to miss having him in St. Louis. I wish him personally the best. But he tweeted out, In rebuttal to this, I am blessed to survive a night on the couch, but I knew the risk. Well said, Chris Long. Be careful. Don't hurt yourself. All right, now it's time to circle back to relocation. You only have to listen to this ass clown for a couple more minutes. Here's what he has to say about St. Louis, the Raiders, and the Chargers.
San Diego and Oakland, but it is very much a priority for us. We want to work to try to keep our teams where they are. As I said earlier this year, relocation is a difficult process. That was true in St. Louis, where we have a number of great fans. But it's something that, from a business standpoint, becomes a reality. My pledge to Dean Spanos, to Mark Davis, to the mayor of Oakland and the mayor of San Diego, is to do everything possible we can to support them.
Yes, you heard that. Their priority is to keep their teams in the local market. Unless it's better business for them to move that team, which exactly happened to us. He just said he will do whatever is possible to keep the Chargers in San Diego and their markets, working with their people. Nobody worked with us. They kept moving the goal line, as Dave Peacock said. Each time they settled deadline, they moved it. This is what it is. It's a business. We know that. But the way they're shading this business work is criminal. If this was any other organization, these people would be arrested. All right, the last clip is from Jim Thomas, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch reporter. He has two questions. We'll cover the second one first, and then we'll come back to what his first question was.
Jim Thomas, St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
Hey, Jim. Yep.
And now the Sam Farmer of the Midwest. two-part question for you, Roger. First off, simply, does St. Louis have an NFL future? And secondly, given Stan Kroenke's reluctance to meet with the task force in St. Louis to the point where even Eric Grubman said the league was negotiating the financial term sheet for the stadium, how can the league say that the Rams met the relocation guidelines?
On your second question, it's ultimately a judgment that's made by the 32 clubs. Clearly, the 32 clubs made that judgment that they met the relocation guidelines. And part of that also is the kind of project that you have in the market that you're going, which obviously was attractive from an ownership standpoint also.
Actually, Roger, it was 30-2 votes, and that was after it was 20-12 votes, because you bullied the rest of the owners into voting for this stadium because this was best for the NFL. This is what was going to make you most money. It wasn't a fair process. You cheated. You lied. It's another lie. Not 32 voters said, only 30, but it still passed. More lies. All you do is lie. And here, this is what the answer to the first question Jim Thomas asked him.
Well, a couple of things, Jim. First, on your initial point, I spoke with the governor just a couple of days after the Houston meetings, and I told him when things settle down and you're prepared, let's talk about the future of NFL football in St. Louis. We have a tremendous number of fans there, as you know. It's a great community, and if there's something that can be worked out and something that we could develop a stadium that would allow a team to be successful there, that's something that we should consider. And I told them that.
St. Louis, that's a straight-up no from the NFL. NFL doesn't care about us. If they did, they would have worked to keep the Rams here a little bit harder. Roger Goodell, don't call us. We don't want anything to do with your league. Not after what you did to us. We don't want anything to do with you. Maybe after you're gone, we'll want your league. Hopefully that's within the year, and we can get football back in a fair, honest way, because you're not a fair, honest person. You're a liar. You hate women. You don't care. We don't want that kind of image here in St. Louis. We don't want you. We don't want your product that, luckily for us, maybe this is good for us, because in 10 years, 15 years, nobody's going to want to play your sport because people are dying. It's not a safe sport anymore because you don't do anything. You don't care. Somebody's going to die on your watch in the next 3 years if you don't do anything, and you don't care because that's ratings, I bet. Anyway, Goodell, don't call us. We'll call you. Don't wait for that phone call.
Ooh.
Welcome back to the 314 podcast. Weezer here. Now it's time to bring in my co-host, Ryan Grimes and Gabe Diamond. Boys, have you recovered from this weekend?
No.
I actually had a pretty easy weekend. I'm a little under the weather, so.
We are not Gabe-less this week. Gabe back from his offshore adventures.
I'm alive.
Did you survive?
Yeah, I got bit by some mosquitoes, but luckily I'm not with child.
Well, that's good.
Is that what you call the young men mosquitoes?
Yeah. What was up with last week's podcast? I didn't get to listen to it, but I heard a couple things. I heard things, Ryan.
You heard things, or you did things?
No. I heard things, and I'm gonna listen to it, and I'm gonna get you back for a couple things.
I think next week will be an episode where you might. Come at Ryan a little bit.
I don't like how you phrase that, Weez.
You might go at Ryan. You might be on Ryan's back.
You guys miss me?
Gabe did a lot of coming at this last week. Go ahead. Yeah, we missed you, Gabe.
Yeah, right.
We missed you because it was the biggest Sunday in football, the gambling, and you weren't here to lend your expert picks for the people to make money to do the opposite of.
Yeah, nothing expert about my picks. Terrible. I even did an alternative spread mid-game. Didn't work out on the Panthers, boys.
I just would like to point out the fact that I called the Broncos winning. I called Von Miller as the MVP. And I called the Gatorade would be orange.
Humble brag. Nice.
I had that one.
Just no, Von Miller, that was a good pick.
We were both wrong with the national anthem. Lady Gaga went over, didn't she?
Yeah, well, we were close. The over was 204, and we both said that it would be over.
We said it'd be under.
I said it'd be over. I said it was going to be 208. The actual time, according to Bovada, was 209, the end of the last Brave. Just missed it by a little.
It's close.
I heard the Von Miller MVP. This was the first year Vegas was allowed to do the prop bet for MVP because there's a rule for prop bets you can't do individual. Like the Lady Gaga is not a real bet in Vegas. It's only good online. But they wanted MVP really hard, so they allowed it, and they just got absolutely crushed on Von Miller winning that. He started out. He started out 60-1 and he ended as 15-1.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
someone got paid.
Yeah, I heard the guy from the MGM said they lost about a half a million on that one.
Yep.
So good.
That actually sounds light.
Yeah.
What you guys think about the game?
I thought it was a terrible football
game. Yeah, overall. What do you
I thought it was boring to watch.
It was really boring. The commercials weren't good on top of that. It was just a sloppy game, and neither quarterback threw a touchdown pass. That's just mind-boggling to me.
Yeah, well, Cam didn't do anything wrong, so you just ask him. wait, don't ask him. Don't ask. He doesn't like questions.
He might walk out.
You know, for a true football fan, you know, just because you enjoy the game, you can appreciate the defensive side of it. But if you kind of do like a little baseball comparison, you know, if you're a real baseball fan, you don't mind a pitcher's duel, you know, a 2-1 game, 1-0 game, you know. But the average fan wants to see offense. They want to see home runs getting hit. They want to see touchdowns. They want to see big plays. And didn't get any of that at all.
I mean, I thought I don't mind the defensive battle. I thought it was good. It was just really sloppy. I thought the referees were horrendous.
Oh, my God.
If that did not seem like they were going for Peyton, I mean, that Kotchery catch, how is that not a catch?
Right.
When did that?
What else does he have to do?
The ball never hit the ground.
It never touched the ground. He maintained possession the entire time.
And then.
I would say they were fair both ways because Talib Kweli.
I remember him.
The defensive back or the safety for
Broncos. Just spell it.
Talib Kweli. He's a rapper.
No, let's try it again.
I don't know. I can't pronounce it.
Did you say Talib Kweli?
That's why I was joking. Yeah, that was a joke. Yeah, that's why I was. That's how I remember him. But he had a he. I mean, he was an idiot most of the game.
Well, I mean, they're talking about getting him suspended now because
of the face mask.
Yeah, because he knew because he basically bragged about knowing that they would only lose a yard for that penalty.
It was a smart penalty.
It's a heady play.
Here's where the one he got that taunting penalty right before that. Yep. And it was a weak penalty. That should not have been taunting.
Oh, that was terrible.
And that would have been a huge penalty if Carolina actually scored. The one that they like I guess they called taunting and he took his helmet off, but he was on the sideline already. He can take his helmet off. He was already on the sideline. That was a terrible call.
Was he on his own side? Oh, yeah, he did it right in front of his own coach.
Yeah, he was on the white paint. It was just, I don't know. This is what's going to – the NFL, if you go to my King's take, it's on the downhill. And this is the start. Ratings were down. That surprises me. You have Peyton Manning going for his second against the young Cam Newton, and ratings were down? NFL needs to be a little worried.
What did you think about the Daily Show, Jonathan Stewart, not giving the ball to the kid after that touchdown?
So we talked about this last week as a prop bet over under balls into the stands. And I brought up the point that it's a keepsake. You know, you score a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
In the Super Bowl. Right.
You're going to hold on to that. And I think that might have been the whole thing. Carolina didn't play with the same energy that they played with all season, and I think that's what held them back. You do what you do to get there.
Well, here's the thing. So the Broncos defense said that the tape that they watched, they didn't see any wrinkles in the Panthers offensive game plan. The Panthers basically came in there and just had just a big old ego. Like they're just going to run over the Broncos.
Yeah.
And I blame that on the coach, man. Ron Rivera, where are you at? Like, what are you doing at the end of the game? Why is the punter there? Like, go for it on fourth.
That one surprised me. Why are you punting? Yeah. Because if anything, they're going to get the ball at the three or wherever. They can't get a first down.
Yeah.
You'll at least get the ball back, even though if they score. I mean, I know
it's like
it
he
makes
gave
it
up.
Three.
The whole team just called it in. It made no sense.
It was not a good showing by Carolina. It was they didn't play any way that they normally played all season, and you could just tell they kind of got by the third quarter. They were out of it. They were angry. They weren't playing happy like they normally do.
Well, they didn't they didn't get that 30 points lead at the beginning of the game. So yeah, it changed everything.
I mean, I think it was a test. You know, they haven't. You know, they saw some good defenses in the playoffs, but that just proves how good Denver's D is. I mean, they're fast. It's just a great defense. I mean, they clearly far and beyond any other defense in the league this year.
What they did to the Patriots twice and now Panthers, I think personally this is one of the best defenses I've ever seen.
I agree. I mean, but can Von Miller be the face of the league with his past?
I mean, you know what though? He's turned it around, and he went to Texas with Texas A&M with Johnny Manziel, and you look at the spectrum here. Johnny Manziel, he's in a spiral, and what happened when Von Miller, when DeMarco Ware got there, and he was like, "Hey man, go to bed." Anytime he would text him about football, he's like, "Go to bed. Why are you still up? We got to work." And it was like, you know, it was like, if you want to hoot with the Owls, you'll never soar with the Eagles. And that's what he did. And he stopped partying and he worked. And look how much better he got this season.
Yeah, paid off.
Yeah.
Big time. Well, good on the Broncos, I guess. I mean,
so
I think they're dabbing in Denver a little bit differently. But
I'm a little shocked that there was not at least one dab in that game from Cam Newton.
He had nothing. He couldn't do anything. There's not one time he could have. I think that was a prop bet too, is how many times they were going to dab or like do something like that. I mean, there was no Superman. He didn't have a chance to because he had two fumbles and an interception.
Yeah. He had a couple big runs for first down where I thought he might have dabbed and he didn't. He didn't. I don't know. they weren't doing what they did to get there, and I think that's what hurt them.
I'm shocked that Peyton was able to just not screw it up. I thought that betting against Peyton Manning in the playoffs was solid gold.
It used to be.
I guess. Not so much.
Speaking of Peyton, he hasn't said anything yet. By the time this could post, he could be retired. So if he's already made a decision, we apologize.
Well, but here, he did a class act thing. He wasn't going to announce it at the Super Bowl and take the attention off the team.
Right.
I mean, that was the right thing to do.
I think he still wants to play.
Well, of course he still wants to play.
I think he's gonna come back.
Dude, a pile of dirt could have been the quarterback of that team, and they would have won. Frankly, a pile of dirt was the quarterback of the Broncos that game. How many total yards did he even have?
That's a good. Let's see here. I got that.
I think over under like a $160, $170.
It wasn't. I don't think there wasn't that many yards. He had 141 yards passing.
Yeah. Oh my God, was that Case Keenum playing? Nick Foles.
Hey, you know what though? That could be the competition out there in L.A. this offseason.
Speaking of grabbing attention, what about Marshawn Lynch during the Super Bowl tweeting cleats being hung up on a phone wire or something? You can tell he's from the hood, but. I mean, that's an attention horse move right there.
That was I think that was a sweet move. That's Marshawn. I like Marshawn. And I hope with retirement now he goes and becomes Conan O'Brien's sidekick. Because when those two get together, it's great videos.
One of the best vids is him and Gronkowski last year's Super Bowl.
Oh, playing video game.
They did that again this year, and it was – And he brought Marshawn back halfway through, just to liven it up.
Who else was there?
It was Josh Norman and it was Von Miller.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How'd it go?
It was good. They were okay, and then Marshawn came in and just brought his Marshawn.
Yeah.
They were playing Doom, which is not as exciting game as Mortal Kombat. But yeah, I'm hoping in retirement that we get to see more Marshawn being Marshawn.
I think Seattle doesn't care. I think Seattle's real happy right now.
I think they knew that was coming.
Yeah. I mean, Thomas Rawls will be just fine in that system. They might even hold on to Christian Michael. He played pretty good in the playoffs.
Now, I wouldn't be surprised come week four of next season Calvin Johnson and Marshawn Lynch are on the Patriots.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Patriots just caught Monte Ball.
Well, he just got arrested, so.
Yes, he did. But I didn't know that he had signed with the Patriots like 2 months ago.
Yeah, and got arrested, and that's why they had to bring in Steven Jackson, who's a loser. And that's why he didn't make the Super Bowl.
Easy. Come on now. Steven Jackson, man, that guy gave his career up for St. Louis.
Yes, he did, man. What are you knocking him for? SJ39, man.
He's
a Hall of Famer.
He's not a Hall of Famer. If he gets in the Hall of Fame, I'd just be disappointed. We had a nice Hall of Fame talk last week, Gabe. It was T.O. deserving over Isaac Bruce.
Well, didn't Marvin Harrison get in before T.O.?
Yeah,
Marvin.
T.O., it was a shocker a little bit. I think Marvin's the better player.
I guess T.O. had more on-field incidences and Marvin had some more off-field.
Off-field, yes. But Marvin had to play with other talented guys. T.O. was always the guy, and that's how his numbers got a little bit higher. Except for one year he played with Jerry
Rice. And T.O. played for bigger market teams, too.
I mean, not really. Philly and Dallas for T.O.?
San Francisco?
Yeah.
Those are big markets.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
God, you idiot.
Calm down.
How's the water down in the Bahamas?
It was actually not as cold as last time. It was it was good, man. I guess the booze warmed it up. But, yeah, it was cool, man. We got some good weather and got out before the rain came.
So you did all your offshore gambling down there. What was the damage?
Well, no, I mean there was a there's the casino and yeah. the They have that bookie on site, but man, I still have Bovada in my heart.
I was listening to some radio show last night on ESPN Radio, and they were a little surprised that there wasn't an app on your phone where you could sports gamble. And I was like, you guys have never heard of Bonada.com.
I was about to say.
and people kept texting. It was like, oh, that app exists. I got that app. The one guy, I can't remember, and he was like, I used to be a bookie in college, and he was telling all these stories. I was like, and you didn't know about Bovada? What kind of bookie are you?
You got to know your competition.
All right, so back to the Super Bowl. Ryan, what was your favorite commercial?
You know what? I think they're getting weaker and weaker every year.
They are. Just like the NFL. Yeah, I'm gonna keep...
Right. Here, I mean, you didn't see any good Bud Light or Budweiser commercials. Will they do one each?
Yeah, it was surprising the limited amount of commercials they had.
Here, I tell you what, and because this commercial has been stuck in my head, and it's the only one that it was a weird, creepy commercial, but it's the only one that, like, I guess is catchy. But the Puppy Monkey Baby one.
That one freaked me out. I didn't like that one.
Puppy Monkey Baby. Puppy
that
Monkey
was disturbing. Yeah, that was disturbing.
I know, but that's the only one that was catchy to where, like, it's just like embedded in your freaking head.
I like the sheep singing Queen. I thought that one was pretty
I like that one. I like the T.J. Miller Shock Top one.
That was
you know
good.
What? The T.J. Miller one was really good. And if you look at it online, it's a lot longer, the original commercial. It's a lot more back and forth. That one was pretty good.
Yeah,
was...
all these commercials are longer and better online. Like the avocado one with Scott Baio. I thought that one was pretty good.
Well, what's up with the only, like, there's like the pharmaceutical commercial? And it's all for opioid-based constipation.
So
like,
it's
the number one problem. So basically, Big Pharma has all of America so hooked on painkillers that they now had to come out with another pill to take when you're too constipated.
There was two of those. And at the party we're at, we had the Bovada prop sheet bet. And so Bovada was updating it. So I was checking their Twitter, and Bovada at one point tweeted out, and it's still true, there's been more commercials about pooping than there has been offensive touchdowns in this game. It was 2-1, if you're scoring at home.
You know what? There was a lot of stupid ones, too. Like, you know, the NFL, again, after the Ray Rice thing about, you know, spousal abuse.
No more.
All the
no more, Ryan.
More crap. but one guy, PETA,
it's
got
not,
another.
Let's just state that it's not crap. But I think we all agree there might be a better time and place for things.
Right.
Than, you know, one of the America's holiday.
Or in my King's moment. Take, as I said, Roger Goodell doesn't care. He hates women. Just for a fact, I recorded the King's Take a little earlier because of all the mixing, and Ryan and Gabe have not heard it yet. So that's why they might be a little surprised when they hear this tomorrow on the podcast.
Wow.
And PETA had another one that was banned from the Super Bowl. Did you see that one online?
No, I did not see that.
They promote people being vegans, and they always use vegans have better sex lives. This one was kind of a graphic commercial where it showed two different couples in bed, and it was kind of graphic with I mean, like the riding, the female riding the guy, and it showed the guy who eats meat lasts like 10 seconds, and then he goes on about his day, and it shows the guy that's a vegan still getting it, you know, not, you know, for the whole time. It was.
Was this a real Super Bowl commercial? Or are you just,
No.
Or is this another internet search that you always end up doing late at night?
No, I did yesterday at work. I YouTubed or Googled the
two top, vegans in a cup. Okay, we get it.
No, the best rated whatever Super Bowl commercials to be, you know, be prepared for today, and that one was included in the like 8-minute video. It was like the second one in, and it was banned.
You know which one was a little creepy to me? It was the NFL and the NFL baby, the Super Bowl babies.
Oh yeah!
How they're just promoting, like, go out and bang tonight and have a baby.
it's from the winning cities.
Yeah,
it's like the New Year's Eve babies.
It's just like, yeah, watch the game, have sex. It's literally like what the NFL is telling you to do.
The prom night dumpster babies.
Whoa. What?
That's from Family Guy.
J- Jeez, Ryan.
No, it's hilarious. You gotta watch it. Just look it up. It's funny. It's on Family Guy.
All right, how about the local commercial again on the Terry Crews? Yeah, you know my law firm.
Oh yeah.
What did you guys think about that one?
I actually saw that. I saw it on Friday or Saturday before. I saw it on Facebook.
They released it early.
Right.
Did that go national or was that just local?
No, that was local, but all the like big national websites picked it up and ran an article about it.
Hey, I loved it, man. Why not?
And it was, you know, he didn't do it to really, I mean, I'm sure it's promotion for his law firm, but he more did it as a season ticket holder who was just pissed off. And he's like, you know what? I was pissed and I didn't know what to do. And I loved how he didn't say, you know, he's like, you know my law firm, Brown and Cooper. And he goes, you know my city, St. Louis.
Yeah, so, I was waiting for a class action lawsuit to.
That's
like,
what I was waiting for. I was like,
where do I sign up?
I'm ready.
Do this.
Don't worry, Bamer Law. We got that working. We're on it here. You know.
Yeah, that or the guy with the eye patch. It's super creepy.
Brown and Brown. The one, his brother talks like a fish, and he has an eye patch.
It's like they never acknowledge it. They never like just say something about it, man. It's freaking.
Oh, they do. Like they do on the radio. I've seen an accident. Or it's like, my brother's the one without an eye patch.
Because, like, you have to address it, man. It's just, man, they even put up billboards. I'm like, maybe just the name, guys.
Here's the weird thing. I got home, like, a couple weekends ago. It was about 1 o'clock in the morning. And on the local channels, they had a 30-minute infomercial about them and their firm. And it was basically the guy talking about all these concerts he's went to as a kid. He was like, I went to Led Zeppelin at the, and then I had to skip school. It was like, what am I couldn't turn it off. It was like watching a train wreck.
What did he talk about? The one incident we wanted to hear about, how he lost his eye.
It was the other, it wasn't the one with the eye either. It was the other one that talks like a fish.
Oh, dude, that one, I want to know about how he lost his damn eye. Was it like a Stuart Scott situation where he got hit by a football? Or just some, like, freaking, I don't know, a bird gnawed it off? I don't know. Like, what happened, dude?
All right, for next Slingshot? Week, next week, my King's Take will be an firework? Inside information on Brown and Brown. Because I'll watch that infomercial again, and maybe they'll tell me.
Dude, we need to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
And by the way, did you sue him? Because you should have. You're a lawyer. Like, come on, man.
All right. Any final thoughts from the Super Bowl before we wrap this segment up, Ryan?
You know, I'm happy Peyton. I'm going to see Peyton go on top. You know, like I said last week, win or lose, retire playing in the Super Bowl. And I'm happy he won. He's a class act, always has been. I can't wait to see him on Saturday Night Live coming up. So, you know, he'll do it.
Yeah. I would say, what about you, Gabe, before I give mine?
You don't want Gabe stealing your idea?
I never do that. I think this is going to motivate Cam, so I think it's going to be pretty dangerous. But if they would have had Kelvin Benjamin this entire season and most importantly in the Super Bowl, man, I think things would have been a lot different.
Damn, I forgot I wrote down on the outline. I did write down 2017 Super Bowl predictions. So, real quick. Ryan, who do you think is going to win?
You know, I hate making a prediction before the draft and free agents and retirement and stuff like that.
If you get it right now, you look like a genius. So just tell me who's going to win.
How can you not give it to Carolina with the way they play this year? They're an offensive weapon or two away from really being a – you know, being able to throw the ball. You know, I mean, if I think Kelvin Benjamin was playing this year or back next year, that gives him a lot
better chance. Oh, I heard something like that before.
Right. No, I mean, that's seriously, I saw that. That's what I was thinking of earlier.
You just stole mine. That's fine.
Gabe, who's going to win?
Well, if Antonio Brown can come back from that vicious hit in the playoffs, I think Pittsburgh's always, I just love the Steelers. So I'll go Steelers.
I'm saying it's going to be a rematch. Broncos, Carolina. Peyton Manning wins his second and rides off for one last time. Also,
Wait, did you say wins his second? That would be his third.
Second
back
in a row.
Back. Second in a row is what I mean.
He's going to go back to back. Really?
He's going to go Elway. Scripted. Goodell wants it.
He should run to the microphone right now and tap out and drop it, dude, because that – very few people have a way to have the chance to go out like a legend like this.
Don't worry, I've been checking Twitter every constantly to make sure that hasn't happened while we're recording.
Right. Not to mention the fact that he can't play anymore. I mean, that arm is done.
I also think the Super Bowl is kind of weak, and if the NFL keeps going like this, I'm not going to be a fan much longer. Even if I am playing fantasy, I don't think I can watch. I'll just check to see what happens.
I think it's amazing that they keep changing the rules in the favor of offense.
There's too many rules, and defense doesn't have any
defense
chance.
Still wins. Defense still wins in the playoffs, and that's what this proves. I wish I knew this stat. It was like 9 out of the past 10 teams that had a number one defense.
11 out of the last 15.
Yeah, won the Super Bowl. If I would have known that stat, I probably would have bet the other way. But, man, defense wins. It does. If you can control the time of possession and stop the other guy, I mean, even when you have a number one offense, look what they did to Brady. Man, Carolina, Weezer, I think you're right. I think this is one of the best defenses ever. Not better than the Bears. Maybe as good as the 2000 Ravens?
Yeah.
I was going to say the Ravens was pretty damn good back then.
But I think these Broncos, they're quicker from a secondary.
They were so fast. They were so much faster.
And the linemen, it's unbelievable how – I mean, Cam Newton had no time even to break out of a run if he could, you know? He was wrapped up in seconds.
Oh, and can we just talk one last thing?
Yeah.
What do you guys think about him not diving for that fumble in the fourth quarter? How do you not jump all over that?
That was
embarrassing.
I think that might be one of those like just natural instincts as a quarterback.
To flee?
Like, yeah. I mean, if you look, in the moment, you got to realize, hey, this is a Super Bowl. I got 6 months to like prepare if I get hurt.
I guess.
Do you know what happens at the bottom of the pile?
Biggest game of your life, maybe.
Them guys try to break fingers and gouge eyes and stuff at the bottom of the pile.
You got
to
go for the ball in the Super Bowl. You have
it's
to.
It's the Super Bowl, man. You might never see that again. And he jumped that clip. I keep watching. He just jumps away. He
jumps back, yeah. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with quick hitters. This is the 314 Podcast. Welcome back to the 314 Podcast. It is time for quick hitters. Ryan, why don't you get us started with quick hitters this week?
Okay. Spring training's, just what, 2 weeks away, if that now? So it's time to start getting into some Cards baseball. Who do you guys predict is going to be the Cardinals' top home run hitter this year?
Top home run hitter? Matt Holliday. Matt Holliday. Matt Carpenter is pretty good because he did it last season.
Yo.
I'm going to go with Grichik. I'm going with Grichik, and I think he's going to get 30.
Your boy.
I think he's going to go 30-plus.
He's the greatest player, greatest Cardinal ever, right, Ryan?
17 home runs for Grichik.
Yeah, and how many games in a bats compared to Matt
Carpenter?
No,
that's what I'm getting. He's going to be hurt. Grichik is a liability.
I say he's healthy and he hits 30-plus.
I would love that.
Oh, my God. I'd be happy with 15 to 20.
Yeah. 17. That's where I'm putting it.
I don't think Holiday is going to crack 20.
Holiday, first baseman, Matt Holiday, is going to have 25.
He always hits. He always gets right around 25. It's like 285, 290.
He's a consistent player. Even if he gets older, he doesn't look any older.
Well, the contract looks better now than it did those first few years.
Yeah.
Still, it'll be nice to get that contract off the books.
All right, I got a quick hitter. This one comes from Fred Vinefort, co-host of Man Up the Podcast. Heard on these same podcast networks. He asked the possibility of Alex Reyes making the team this year. And I'm going to say those are pretty low this year. First of all, he has a 50-game suspension that he has to serve for smoking some doobies. And think that's going to slow him down a little bit. But I think next year you'll see him in the fifth starting spot.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think he makes it this year. Or if he does, it's at the end of the year because of an injury.
Yeah.
But he's not making the team out of spring training. We all know that he can't.
Yeah, those 50 games are going to be huge.
Yeah, that's brutal. I agree.
Stupid rule, too.
All right, quick hitter.
Yeah.
Roller coasters or water slides?
Ooh. Water slides.
Yeah, buddy. I got water slides.
I'm going roller coaster just to be different.
Weezer likes his ginger red hair going in the wind in the roller coasters.
There's wind on water slides. It's the same feeling. You're falling.
The velocity is a lot.
I like that slow ascend. And you're like, oh
the
man.
Slow burn.
It's coming. It's tick, coming. Tick, tick, you're tick, like, tick, 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 tick. And then it's like, ah, yeah.
Well, I'm a big height sissy, so you won't see me on a roller coaster anyway.
So you'll do a water slide? Ryan, we're talking like a big. We're not talking like a water slide at like somebody's backyard. We're talking about like a legit straight downhill water slide.
Awesome. Oh,
guys, we're going to have to post this on the website. But there's this water slide. There's this German name in Kansas City called the Schlurmerberger or whatever.
Just opened this year. The largest, yeah. I was going to show you that.
Is that the one where it shoots people down like 100 yards and they fly out into like a big pool?
Yeah. I don't understand how you don't fall out of it, man. It looks insane.
It's the largest water slide in the world, and it's only a couple hours. Let's go check it out.
Dude, I don't see how you wouldn't die going down it.
I'm not doing it, but Gabe, if you get enough drinks in, yeah, it sounds like you will, right?
Isn't that what happened? Pretty much. That's how water slides work.
I don't think that's how they work.
Same with roller coasters. That's exactly how they work. Just ask Brown and Crouppen, or Brown and Brown. That's how he lost his eye.
Roller.
All right, quick hitter.
Yeah.
Better pizza, Papa John's, Domino's, or Pizza Hut?
Ooh, that's none tough. Of them.
No, I'm saying out of those three, obviously there's better pizza in St. Louis and everywhere, but I'm saying out of the major franchises.
You know, Domino's has really stepped up their game.
That's true.
Where they've been. Papa John's is okay. I might go with Domino's, the new and improved Domino's.
I'm going to go with Papa John's because they're the ones that originate that garlic butter sauce. And that was like literally the only reason once a year or so I ordered it was because of that.
Once a year just for the butter sauce?
Well, back before
what
everybody.
What do you do with this butter sauce? What is
the butter garlic sauce? Is the dip your
Use it with this sauce that you only need it once a year?
No, you just for the pizza.
Just for the pizza, huh?
Yeah. That's back before everybody had it. You know what I mean? That's like the only reason why I ever got it.
Why? What are you and Papa John doing with that? Are you going to kiss on the sideline from Papa John's too?
No.
Why is he so? Yeah, you can't go with Papa John's just because he's so creepy on those commercials and on that after the game. Oh.
Speaking of those commercials,
you did next Jared Fogle.
Sure.
Speaking of those commercials, they've made Joe Montana seem like the crazy uncle that you had.
Right. What's going on there?
When did Joe Montana go from the greatest quarterback in the NFL to like the crazy uncle that's wearing Skechers, wearing cargo pants and
he looks like a crazy uncle.
No, man, they can't do that to him. It's dude.
I know, but he looks like a creepy crazy uncle.
That's just they can fix that. They need to stop that right now. You don't see Michael Jordan walking around acting like he doesn't know where he is. I mean, that's not right to do to. Oh my God!
Just showing up with pocketfuls of quarters so he can get some pizza from Papa John's.
All right, quick hitter.
Yeah.
Did the Blues make a high-impact trade? Trade deadline's coming up.
They won't. I don't think anybody is that available.
You know what? You never know. There was a big trade today, but, you know, especially with Petrangelo out for a while now, and, you know, they're lacking a big, you know, top six, you know, offensive forward because just too many players on the team this year have all – nobody's really lived up to expectations or, you know – everybody's having a down year, it seems like, with maybe the exception of Tarasenko. But
is Richard Zednik available?
No, he can't play. He might have his head decapitated.
Wow.
Okay. Is how long is Petro out for? By the way,
3 weeks.
Ugh.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, guys. Quick hitter.
I got one more. Quick hitter.
Yeah.
Do the Birds finish in the top two this year in our own division?
Yes.
They win it.
Wow.
They could very easily win it. But I'm thinking they might be the wild card. I hate to say it.
And I'm always so bullish. I don't know if this is our year. God.
I just have a feeling that we're due for a bad year.
Yeah, I feel like this is it. I feel like we didn't go after Price when we could have gotten him with that Detroit Tigers fire sale. We didn't get Cespedes. We didn't go after Upton. We didn't get
And Cespedes got a lot less money than we all thought he would get.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know why we didn't. That would have been a perfect. I think that would have been a better fit here than any other of the outfielders, plus the outfielders we have already.
Oh no, no, you can't say that. I mean, where are you going to play him? And we got Brandon Moss, remember?
Oh, uh-huh. Hey man,
that's so true, Ryan.
Why are you guys hating on the ginger? Brandon Moss will have a good season this year. You guys will be like, man, I'm glad we got him.
Put him on the board. I hope he does. I hope he does because he's really excited to be here.
Yeah, we're gonna be looking for offense all season long. It makes no sense, and to go again. Chicago has an all-star team now, an all-star team they're putting out every week.
Our chance of winning the division depends if Jake Arrieta's arm falls off or not, which could happen.
Jake Arrieta had a fluke year. He hasn't played like that in his whole career.
Totally agree, yeah. Ryan. Totally agree. He's never played like that.
He's like Kent Bottenfield when the Cardinals had him in the late 90s. It was an all-star.
Then Cardinals made one of the best trades ever.
Yes.
And you never heard from Bottenfield again.
Exactly.
Do you think he juiced? You think there was a little little help, a little cocktail, Johnny?
That guy was too fat to have been on juice.
No, I'm talking about Arrieta this year, to have that fluke season and all of a sudden pitch like Bob Gibson 2.0 in the second half.
I don't know.
That was insane. I don't think that's sustainable. I just think their Murderers Row lineup is pretty sick, man.
It's going to be good.
And they had in the outfield in that cannon.
They got a lot of young guys that need to produce. You know, can they do it again? But on the same, Cardinals have a lot of young guys that need to produce. It's young teams.
You know what? I'm changing my tune. We always make the most out of nothing. We do more with less than any other team. You know what, Weez? They hate us because they ain't us.
And what team? What has happened? What has happened to every team they've crowned the World Series champion here in the beginning of the season? They haven't made the playoffs. Where are you, Nationals?
Nationals are 27 Yankees?
Yeah.
Nope.
So I'm not giving it to the Cubs yet, but I'm still not giving it to the Cardinals. It's going to be good, but don't crown them. If you want to crown them, crown them. But they are who we thought they were. All right. Excuse me. Quick hitter. Mardi Gras or St. Paddy's Day?
St. Paddy's Day.
St. Paddy's Day.
And
all
it's
the
not
way.
Even close.
Sure. I got down for Mardi Gras this past weekend.
How'd that go?
Oh, it was good. I went, you know, but as we were calling it, it's the spring training of St. Paddy's Day. It's time to, you know, report, get your legs, you know, get your drinks, you know, get that feel so everything goes perfect on St. Paddy's Day.
Will the liver and kidneys please report?
Yeah. Please check in. extended work will be needed.
Quick hitter.
Yeah.
Of current players, what do you think would be like? I stole this from another show, so
that's fine. I like it. Other shows used to steal from us, and then they stopped. What's the
deal? I kind of like this topic.
We got Brian Williams fired. That's why
did.
I got scared.
What would be your Mount Rushmore of NFL players? You know, current players. You know, name a QB, a running back, a wide receiver, and a defensive player.
Current players.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers. Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers. Shoot.
Man.
You got to go Golden Boy. God damn it.
Tom Brady. Yeah, I'm going. I'm going to go Aaron Rodgers just so I don't have to pick Tom Brady.
Rodgers. You got to go with the rings, dude. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, you would have to put Tom Brady up just because, you know, I know his career's winding down, but he's still.
Then I'm going Peyton.
He's still one of the best quarterbacks.
You know what? Peyton's still active as of
7:38. Technically, yes, you can pick him.
So I'm going to go Peyton. As of 7:39 on Tuesday night, he is still active.
Wow.
Okay. What about your running backs? This is probably going to be unanimous. Yeah.
I'm going to go Todd Gurley.
Oh my God.
Too early. Come on.
Too soon. Did you see his speech on
His speech was awesome, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was cool.
I was sad. The couple of things a few Rams players have done here in the past couple of days, it's like, damn, I'm gonna miss a couple of those guys, but I'm not gonna miss not gonna be rooting for them.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm with AP also.
Yeah, I'm with AP. You gotta go AP.
What about wide receiver?
Odell Beckham Jr.
Oh,
I think that's soon for him. I think there's a couple years down the road when we did this. Yeah,
put him on the board.
Yeah, I gotta go with 151 Julio.
Yep, Julio, man.
Just because you spent the most money, we're not talking about who's buying their way on.
No, the guy's been established. He's been around longer than a lot of the other guys, and he's you know at the top of the game, at the top of the level when it comes to wide receiver. So, now pick a defensive player.
J.J. Watt.
Von Miller.
I don't know how you can't pick J.J. Watt. He's my Mount Rushmore defensive player.
That's a good question, Ron. Way to bring that. And
what
thank
about
you.
Oh, whoa, whoa. What about our Aaron Donald, man?
Oh, man.
God,
Aaron
I mean,
Donald.
If you separate the fact that he's on the L.A. Lambs.
This is good for him. He's going to be a star now. People are going to finally know who he is.
Did he win Defensive Player of the Year?
No, he was Defensive Rookie of the Year a season or two ago. But, you know, Aaron Donald just hasn't been in the league long enough for me to think he's earned Mount Rushmore status, you know.
You just current players.
So good.
No, I know, but that's my reasoning. You know, current players, yes, but, you know, I'm gonna give it to some guys that've been in the league a little longer.
All right, no, that's fair.
That are more proven.
All right, so we'll go with Watt. We'll go with JJ as defense.
JJ just won his third defensive player of the year.
He's just incredible. and then I guess we got AP, Julio Jones by it with not unanimous, and then
Tom
the Golden
Brady.
Boy.
Yeah. So. Well, I'm going Peyton. I'm gonna be different.
If we put a special teams kicker on there, we know who Weezer's picking, right?
Adam Vinatieri. Or Graham Gano.
Yeah, when that field goal missed. Oh, when it hit the top of the pylon. Oh.
You know what? Last year, that's a good field goal.
Probably, yeah.
Because they raised it, 5 feet this year?
Yeah. That's
so,
crazy.
And there's no way the ref could be like, but I don't know. Last year, that's a good field goal.
Quick hitter.
Yeah.
Take away the field goal entirely and extra point system. I mean, I'm sorry, just extra point, not field goal.
See, I thought this new extra point was going to
change things up.
I thought it was good, but I thought it was going to encourage more teams to go for two, and it just didn't.
Nobody does it.
And
except Tomlin and Belichick.
I kind of like the kicking aspect. I don't know.
I like it. I mean, just because I'm used to it. You know, I mean, it's all I've known. I don't mind change, but that's to me, that's too big of a change.
This is just so sounds fun. Like, you know, the NFL, if they want to change it, is just grasping at realizing their product isn't as good as it used to be, even though Goodell in his speech said this is the best football's ever been.
Well, I got one more quick hitter, and then I think I'm out of them. With the news today that Manziel showed up to practice drunk, they said he was under concussion protocol to pretty much save face for the organization and him. Do you think that's the nail in the coffin as far as his NFL career is going to go?
No. Yep. Yes, he's done.
I don't think he's done.
He's done, dude.
I think he's going to be in a Rams jersey. I swear.
Kroenke would do it to sell tickets, but that, oh, gosh.
Yeah, they're going
to
sell tickets with him. Here's the thing.
He won't make, do you think he would be able to be sober living in L.A.?
No. The sad part is his dad is worried that he won't make it to his next birthday.
Right.
That's the most ridiculous part of
it.
Well,
and also came out today, too, that he hit his girlfriend so hard he fractured something in her.
Busted her eardrum.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what, though? Roger Goodell doesn't care.
Right. Well, he may not, and he may, you know, suspend him and then, you know, for a year or whatever. But look what happened to Ray Rice. Ray Rice was unable to get a job anywhere.
I think it's different, though. You got a quarterback versus a running back who is aging.
Yeah, but you had a proven running back and an unproven quarterback.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know why they keep giving him chances, but somebody will. It's the NFL. And it all really depends if he can get his stuff together, and I don't think he wants to get it together.
No, dude, he can't. If he could, his career ended when he was drafted by the Browns, even if alcohol wasn't involved. And with this, I mean, alcohol is probably the least of his problems at this point, but I mean, yeah, he's in too deep. He needs to just probably invest well and chill out for a while, because I don't see a team, even his best case is going to be a number two, number three quarterback.
The Rams have already said they're interested. I just want to throw that out there.
Yeah.
That's speculation. The Rams have actually come on and said that.
The Rams, they said they're interested in Manning and Manziel.
Right.
They got to get a name out there. Who's going to come and watch his team right now? They got to get somebody out there.
Hopefully nobody.
That's what I'm hoping for. But they realized, we need some people now. This is, you know, hey. And who doesn't want to come out to L.A.?
It's important now. Yeah. We're in L.A. What the
We scammed our way out here. We need to get it taken care of.
That sets me off. Like, yeah, guys, now it's time to spend that coin. Let's do this.
They're going to draft a quarterback in the first round.
Well, I heard Cortland Finnegan was asked and talking about when he was renegotiating. This was 2 years ago, and Jeff Fisher told him, yeah, we're probably moving. So, and like I said, 2 years ago, I said this, the Rams were leaving. On our very first podcast for our fantasy league, I said they were moving. I've stuck by it. I thought there was a little hope because Dave Peacock's group did so well, and they were doing everything that they needed to do, but the NFL kept moving the goal line, and we didn't have a chance.
Does St. Louis get an NFL team or a soccer team first?
I asked this question at the Super Bowl party I was at, because the earliest we could get a MLS team is 2020, just because of how many expansion teams they're having and that. I for some reason, I still think we might have an NFL team before that.
It could be 2030. I think it'd still be a soccer team. I don't think we ever see an NFL team.
The only hope we have is 2019, and Jacksonville wants to come here.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's our only hope. And you know what? And here's what I said in the end of the King's Take. I don't want a team right now, especially with Goodell in charge. I don't want anything to do with that league while he's in it.
Well, he's not going anywhere.
Oh, he's going this year. The year of the 314 getting him fired is happening.
Jesus.
Keith Olbermann may not have been able to do it. Bill Simmons may not have been able to do it. But Weezer Weir, Gabe Diamond, and Ryan Grimes, you can't stop this trio. We're getting it done.
So you're saying that maybe this year Goodell will be busted with a hooker that overdosed on drugs in his hotel room or something?
Yeah, but he'll blame
that's
it
what
on
him. Yeah, I don't think that would even do it.
No.
That's enough.
Somebody's going to have to get murdered.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to have to murder somebody, and that's the only way he might lose his job.
And there would have to be videotape of it, too.
Oh, but don't ask to see the videotape. I don't want to, you know.
No, you would have to ask because they wouldn't come forward with it.
Well, yeah, but he wouldn't ask because he doesn't really care.
No.
All right. Let's move on. Drink of the week. We'll talk MLS next week because I think that's an interesting topic. And they seem interested in St. Louis, which I think is awesome. They're actively looking for owners to bring a team here. That's the kind of organization I'd like to deal with. All right. Drink of the week. Guys, you know what it is, right?
Yes, we do.
Budweiser. You just won the Super Bowl. What are you going to do? Drink a Budweiser.
Drink a bunch of Budweisers.
Drink a bunch of Budweisers.
One real thing about that, is this not kind of seem ridiculous to you? Like, NFL players can't be spokesmen for alcohol, but the NFL can accept a $1.2 billion check every year from Bud Light to be the official beer?
Yeah, put it on the list of hypocrisy.
It's unbelievable. You're preventing people from making a living.
I think preventing college kids from making any cash for it's pretty bad. While you have this whole system in place that the NFL wanted it to happen, it could. So
you know what, the NFL,
they're not letting those kids make a living.
The NFL may not be as corrupt as the NCAA. That may be way worse. Here we are talking about how bad the NFL is, and you have the NCAA still out there.
God, it'd be amazing if the SEC or some other big conferences just walked away and said, "Nope, yeah, we're done. Yeah. We're gonna do things our own way."
You know what? I'm saying that will happen sooner than you think.
It's coming to a boiling point. You can't make that much money and not pay the kids.
Yeah, and it's like, why are you going to ban us? What did we do? You have no power. You know what? I'm going to take this league, and we're going to go play. We're going to find our own games and do whatever we want to do. You are absolutely nothing. You do nothing.
Right.
So, except just make money, which is nice. All right, drink of the week, Budweiser, for Peyton Manning. Is he riding off to the sunset? I don't know. But he's also our toast of the week because of you, Peyton, winning your second Super Bowl. Eli no longer has leverage over you. And he doesn't have to. Did you guys see Eli's face?
Yes.
Yes.
That was perfect.
Oh,
he looked like he had money on the game.
He probably did. He looked like me. He looked like me at the end of that game.
That looks like a face of a guy that doesn't know how he's going to pay the mortgage next month. Peyton, you've now put your name up there as one of the greats. Not only that, one of the weird things is, you know, they always say Tom Brady with four Super Bowls. Is it him or Belichick? Peyton Manning went to the Super Bowl with four different coaches. That's kind of incredible.
Only guy to win it with two different teams.
Yeah. So, Peyton Manning,
and the
you're
oldest
a legend.
Ever to win it as a quarterback.
What's that?
And the oldest ever to start and
oldest,
win.
Yeah. So, Peyton Manning, this is a serious toast from us. You've always been a favorite player of mine. I hate to see it end. That's why I'm hoping you come back, but you should retire because you did squat for my fantasy team this year.
Just don't retire and go away. Be around football, please.
Yeah, take over for Phil Sims, please.
Yes.
He seems lost. Somebody please help Phil Sims. And what? Joe Montana. They seem like crazy old men wandering in cargo pants and Skechers. So raise your Budweiser and make sure you buy it from Peyton. And wash it, you know, and wash down that Papa John's with it. All right, Gabe, your favorite time of the show, final thoughts.
Oh, man, it is my favorite time, Weez. I'm glad. I thought we were going to miss this one. Final thought. Peyton Manning still not an all-time top five quarterback.
What? Yep. Right, hold on. Who do you have that's better?
Oh, easy, dude. First off, Joe Cool, Joe Montana.
Yeah.
Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Brett Favre.
Terry Bradshaw. Brett Favre.
Questionable.
My God, crushable. How many is that? Four?
Four, yeah.
And I'd say Ott Graham.
Get out of here.
Troy Aikman.
He tries to go bold. He tries to go bold and he can't back it up. Nice try. Nice try, Gabe. Right.
You would take Peyton over Troy Aikman at his prime?
Yes. That theory might work with the Cabana boys down in the Bahamas, but up here.
About that. Jesus.
Ryan, your final thoughts?
Yeah, you know what? Today, the Blues are celebrating 50 years in St. Louis.
That's awesome, isn't it?
50 years ago today, it was announced that St. Louis is getting an expansion team. So, that's awesome, man. I'm happy for the Blues organization. And
50
you know,
years of not winning a cup.
Right.
Longest streak ever.
50 years of not getting to the second round.
No, I wouldn't say that, but
maybe an ill-fated name choice of this franchise.
Here, it's a nice anniversary, you know. So
yeah, it's nice, you know. You know. The team will stick around for more than 21 years,
right?
My final thoughts are: I can't wait for Gabe to listen to last week's podcast, and then the text that will be going after Ryan will be hilarious, and then we'll settle that this next week. How about that?
Sounds good.
All right, well, that's Gabe Diamond and Ryan Grimes. I'm Weezer Weir. This has been the 314 Podcast.